en dafkuf chafei amet beis itma. Rab Yaisi ben Shol Omar Savo Shol Kairi Save. Rab Yechanan ben Shol Omar Gishus Shol Svina Have. Let us see Rashi. Savo Shol Kairi, we had before a Maise with the Rebbe that they came to Amokim, and before we learned it was a Nadver Shol Avonim. There's a Machloikis, what was done in order to be making the avonim that they should be usable to sit down on Shabbos. So now these Amiroim say the Maisa was not with an adver shel avonim. Savor shel kairis have v'loy avonim. Savor seder shel kairis chadoshes shemisadrin oison lebinyin kidei sheloy yisakmo. That we misadder them that they should not become Ma'ukim, they should not become crooked. Gishush eitz oruch shemegashishim boy hamayim lifnei hasfine leida shohu ba'oimkoi shetuchal sfina lahalech vem. It was a very long piece of wood that one was able, when standing on the ship, to would reach all the way down to the bottom of the river in order to find out if there's enough depth in the water for this for the Svina to continue going. So Rabbi Yaisi ben Shol, Rabbi Yechanan ben Shol say that the Maisa with Rebbe was not with Abonim, it was with Kairis or with Gishush Shal Svina. And Ba'afal Pikein, these Pu'ules helped to be making it for Yeshiva B'Shabbos. Man the Omar Gishush Kolshkein Savo. Man the Omar Savo Abu Gishush Kopidale. So Rashi says, Kopidale Shalayis Ake. That means that a Gishush is a Mukta Machmas Chesorin Kis. A person is Makbid on it. It shouldn't get crooked. Umiyachid Le Mokim. Umakzi Le Biyodai. Bafulu Rab Shimon Osele Taltaloi. The Mukze Machmas Chesorin Kis Afilu Rab Shimon Maide. So Lachere, the Gemara is telling us, hey, this, the Shaila was, if these Achonis would help for a Gisha, that is the Machloikis, maybe only by Avonim it would help. And Rabbi Yechanan Ben Shol says that these Achonis helped even by something, by a Gisha, even though there's a Sfora to say, that's Mukta Machmas Chesorin Kis. We hear in the Mishneh, Zmeira Shehik Shura Betofiach, Memalin Bo Bishabbos. That, the Mishneh is telling us Hilchas Mukta. The first halacha was that a Evan, if it is Mahudik to Kiruya, so it becomes part of the Kiruya. So now it says, as Meira, a branch that is tied to a tfiach, to a pach, so one is permitted memalim bo bishabbos. One is permitted to be memala bishabbos. So it would seem that here we also, in order to, that we should consider that this Meira has a teres keili olov, it has to be kshura to the tfiach. So the Gemara is medayik from the Mishneh. Kishura ain't. Tafk if it is kosher, then you're allowed to use it. Loi kishura loi. So you need a maise in order to be making this zmeire. Like the Gemara, leima mas nisen the loi krab shimim gamliel, the sanye. We learned the barais as follows. Charoye shel dekel shegod hon laitzen. A person had branches from a dekel, and they were cut down for the purpose to be used for kindling wood. V'nimlach aleihem liyeshivim. And later he decided he wants to sit on them. So in order to be making these charoyos, tzorich liksha, you have to do a maise to show that you're miyached it now for yeshiva. So you have to tie together these charoyes in order to be making it for yeshiva. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer ein tzorich liksher. It is not necessary to do a maise. machshava alone, if he was machashev before Shabbos that he's going to use these chavoyes for yeshiva, that is enough of a hachana. So the Gemara asks, so according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, machshava alone should help. If he was machashev before Shabbos to use this zmeira as a handle for the pach, for the tviach, so memela to be sufficient. Why do you need that it was kosher? Zmeira shikshura betviach. Why do you need the maisa for? If the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Omar Rabbi Sheish, safilu taime Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah can be going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also. Hoche b'mayas kinen b'mechuberes ba'aviyo. Here it is speaking about that this zmeira is still mechuber. So since this zmeira is mechuber, so here machshava will not help. Is that what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds? That machshava alone is maspik to give it a teres keli, to give it a teres muchan, that's dafke by a tolushtike eitz. But a mechubetike eitz is zicha nira maise in order to give it a teres keli. Machshove is zicha not sufficient. Frekli gemore, if we are speaking about a mechubetike zmoire, so he is tamazoy not allowed to use it. Ihochi komishtamish b'mechubel lekalke. So you're being mishtamish with mechuba lekalke, so it's tamazayos. One is not allowed to be mishtamish be mechuba. So the Gemara answers that they're speaking about lamato migimu. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, she'eino kshuro, loi vafilu yesh akmumis beroisha kein mazlei, gafilu, there's already an akmumis beroisha zmoire. Sheroi litleis botviach lamalois vechishi veleo. So memele, it has all the potentials to use for the tviach. Afal pikein, you need kshura. Why do you need kshura? That's the Gemara's kasha. Shegodron leitzim, shechotchon lehesek, tzorich likshur miyarev Shabbos. That's the svar of the Tanna Kamma. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, machshav is sufficient. So the Gemara says, that here it is speaking about that the Zmeire is mechuber ba'aviyo begefen. It is attached to the gefen. Freg the Gemore voka mishtamish b'mechuber va'afilu kshure mi bo'idyoim litzer, because there's an issa lishtamish b'mechuber. So the Gemore answers, lemato migimu. Somoch lekarke. We are speaking about that it is lemato migimu. He wants to use this to be shoyev min hamayon she'enoy omuk. Rashi in the Mishnah had said that when Rashi said pshat in the Zmeira, so Rashi says sheikshure b'tofiyach pach she'shoyev im boy min haboyer oy min hamayon. That you use it to be shoyev min aboyer. Aboyer is usually omik. Oy min amayim. Amayim could be, is not omik, as we will see. Now Rashi says, according to this akimte, that it is speaking about, that is moir is lamata megimu. So Rashi says, it is speaking about, uchigoyim li shoyev min hamayon she'enoy omik. So why stois, von aboyer, you can't be shoyev. What is the reason why you can't be shoyev from a boyer? If the boyer is omrik. So dachsach mir, one of the two. That means if he has to extend this zmeire deep into the boyer, and the boyer is omrik, so memele, so legabi the karkois ha boyer, since it's lemailo mi gimel of the karkois of the boyer, so there's an isav lehishtamish b'mechuba. The whole Issa that ain't mishtamshim b'mechuber is if it's lamato migimul, so it has a teiris karke. So that is only if the whole moki mashimush, it's teich gimul le karke. But if you're going to extend this zmeire into the boyer, and it is a deep boyer, so memele, so that it's considered that you mishtamish with mechuber lamailo migimul. That's why Rashi says, "Chagayin lishayv min hamayon she'enoy amuk." Maybe that is pshat in Rashi, or perhaps Rashi holds that if it would, the boil would be amuk and you'd bend it into the boil, so maybe here there'll be a gzeira, you might break it off the geffen. But al kaponim, we see that the Rashi now that according to this teretz, that the teretz is that it is mechuber. Here Rashi is madgish, not like he said in the Mishnah, going lishe min hamayin she'ein le'omel. Vayista is klar that according to this akimta a boil will be yosef. Umuter liyistamish be'ilon lemata migimu kedamrine bepeit basra da'irevet. Hayu sharoshav gavoyim in the oritz gimel lo yeshev aleim, but poches mi gimel, one is permitted to be mishtamish b'mechu, but there's a din of in karke. The Rabbeinu Chananel says an interesting pshat. First he says like Rashi says, Bakshinen ihochi eichem mishtamish b'mechuba opakina lamata migimu lamata mishloisha kidisnan hoyu sharoshim gevoyim in ha'oret shloisha tfochim la yeshev aleim im gevoyim gimul tfochim hudasir hapa poches muta leishev aleim mihoshaminen de poches migimul b'mechuba lekalke kikalke domit. So if they, so it's considered like he's mishtamish beguf hakako, muter lishtamish boy. That's one pshat. The yesh shoimrim, others had a very interesting pshat, ki hamayim hen kroivim bepoches mishloisha, the water that he's shepping, that he's being shoyev with this tviach and this moire is less than shloisha tfachim, the stomach from the shoyrish of the gefen, so he won't come and we won't break it off since it's just a short distance. The second pshat. Zokti Gemara Vaita, Ravashi Yoma Afilu Taimo Bitlusha. It could be that the Mishnah is speaking about Azmoira Tlusha. Ay, Azmoira Tlusha. Why does it have to be Kshura according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Marshav alone is sufficient? Gzeira Hashem o Yiktoim. What does it Rashi? Gzeira Hashem o Yiktoim, Shem o Lemochel, that means he was Mechashev, that he's going to use this Zmeire for, as a long handle for the Tfiyah, for the Pach. Tomorrow he's going to stick it into the Pach. Shem o Lemochel, Tiyah lo Yaruche, will come out, it is too long, the yiktemeno, and he'll go and break off a chelik. Mitoich shehirako v'noichaliktoim. There's a very easy thing to do. And memeil, and what's wrong about doing it if it's tolush? V'nimtza oiso keili v'chayim mishumake v'papish. So memeil, since this ketime will make it roi l'shimush, so it's chayim al smake v'papish. Avo b'charoyis l'yeshive, like a l'migzer hochi. There is no such gzeire. So memeil hilkech lemarchshav v'sagi. So the time of kshure is not al hilches mukze. The time al kshure is because if not, there'll be a new iser of gzeire shema yikte. Pekak hachaloi. We had in the Mishnah says as follows. Pekak hachaloi. You want to stuff hachaloi. You want to be soisim hachaloi. So the Mishnah says as follows: Rabbi Lezer Eimer Bizman Shehu Kosher V'Toli Poikikim Boy. Rabbi Lezer says that if the pkak is kosher V'Toli, that it is kosher to the bias, and it is toli, it is hanging, Poikikim Boy, then one is permitted to be Poikik. V'im Lav Ein Poikikim Boy. And if it's not kosher v'toloi, ain't poikikim boy. V'chachomim oimrim, ben kach u'ben kach poikikim boy. But even though it's not kosher v'toloi, it's also poikikim boy. Omar Rabbe Bar Barchone, Omar Rabbi Yoyim. Hakal Moidim. Now Rabbi Babachon Omar Rabbi Yochanan is machadish that the machloikis of Rabbi Lozo and the Chachomim, let me just be magdim ein volto, the Chassam Sefer says, really, if you learn this Mishnah, the Mishnah Lechayre is a psamuk tzedike Mishnah. He'evin shebikiruye, so it's a zakumtze, if it's mekusha to the kirui, so it becomes a smukze. Zmoira shikshure b'tefiyach, memalim bo b'shabes. No, it's also, it seems, it's a mukze de kedin. According to two mahalchim in the Gemara, it's ich a mukze de kedin. Either it's not going according to Abshim and Gamliel, or it's speaking about a zmoira that is mechuber, that if you're according to Abshim and Gamliel, you need a mice in order to be making it. The third teretz is the kshura you need for something else. A machshava will help to make a nice mukza, but it's also a mukza dik inyan. Now, the third inyan, kaka haloin, and we will see later in the sugya, there's also a mokim to rechen that there's a mukza dik problem over here. How this kak gets a teres keli and one is permitted to be saisim. There is a muktzadike problem also. But Rabbi Baba Chonam, Rabbi Yochanan was machadish, besides this muktzadike problem, there's another problem involved also. That Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim are chaylik with another problem. So he says as follows. Amar Rabbi Baba Chonam, Rabbi Yochanan. Hakel moidim, shein oisin oyel aroi bitchila biyomte. Everyone holds that one is not permitted to make an oil aroi. Ve'ein tzorich loimer b'shabbos. Yom Tov, Nevada give his Shabbos. Lo'inech leku, the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is lo'hoisef, to be moisef an oil aroi. Now we'll see, that he was soisem, the chaloi. So there's a shaila of haisofer al oyel aroi. He was mamshech the oyel. We'll see in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos why it has a teiras oyel over here. But let's not get into that problem as yet. The stimus achaloim is a Tosfos oyel. So Rabbi Baba Chonis is like this. L'chadchila, to make an oyel aroi, everyone holds you're not allowed to. Not yontif, not givis, not Shabbos. L'inech l'ku elo l'hoisif, sh'Rabbi Lozer omar, ein ma'isifin b'yontif, ve'ein tzorich l'ayma b'Shabbos. Rabbi Lozer holds, that means, if one would take a pkak that's lying on the floor, and he would stick it in to the chaloin. So according to Rabbi Lozer, that's also, besides all the muktzah the kishaylis, it is also because he's moisef aloy elaroy. Chachamim oimrim, moisef in b'shabbos, since we have an oil already, now the whole shayla is hoisofe, so the chachamim hold moisef in b'shabbos, ve'ein tzorich loimer b'yom. Before we'll get into the sugya, we just have to know there's a shtickle problem over here, how Yom Tov came into the sugya. The Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos. But Al Koponim, Svasemis is Moira, the Chodesh Aviv, about Al Koponim, it seems that Rabbi Baba Chana was Megalotos, that Yom Tov is also no different than Shabbos. And what is the Chiddush? So the Svasemis of Sam Sefer want to say that perhaps it's a Moiridike Chiddush, that Yom Tov is not different than Shabbos. Because we had a Taisvus before, Taisvus asked Akasha according to Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel holds the Svar of Mitoich Shehutcha Letzairech, Utra Shaloi Letzairech. So, besides the Taisvah says, so, Tzoyrech Achila, one is permitted to make cheese on Yontif. That's a Tzoyrech Eichel Nefesh. So, Memele, so Gvine is Chayev Alts Boine. So, since you're allowed to be Boine, Letzayach Eichel Nefesh, it should be mutter to be bainish. Le Letzayach Eichel Nefesh, or Taisa, they should be able to build a house. And Yontif, what's wrong with building a house? We should say mitaych. And Taisa says, ain't a chanami. Mina teire take binyin is mutter. Now it's only us mit Rabbon and also the Dachoyl. That's what Taisa says. So the Chsam Sefer and the Svas Emes say that Fakel, so that's the Chiddush over here. So the whole binyin in Yontif is only asami the Rabbanon als uvde dechil. And that's what Rabbi Bachanan Bechanan says, that even though it's only asami the Rabbanon, akamaydam avishayin oisin oil aroi bitchila beyontiv, and a teisvus oil aroi is a machloikis, sayin Shabbos, sayin yontiv, tefaket, is machadish, there's no dip, there's no kul in yontiv. Even though the whole binyan in yontiv is at the Rabbanon, afal pikein, In the Noyel Aroi, in Taisus Oyel Aroi, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. If it's also, it's also by all of them. And if it's not also, it's also, it's Mutter Afilu by, if Taisus Oyel Aroi is Mutter, it's Mutter Afilu on Shabbos also. Zot Rashi. She'ein Oysin Oyel Aroi. So what is an Oyel Aroi? So Rashi gives two Mishalim. Lifreis Machatzeles Al Dalud Mechitzes. You have a machzeles, a mat, and you're putting it over dalet mechitzes. Or you have dalet kundesim, or you have four poles, and you put a mat over the four poles. Liyos tzeil la'oyel minachame. So that is an oyel aroi. Now Rashi says this whole iser of asiyas oyel aroi is v'davke gag. That is only to make a gak. That's an iser asiyas oil. Avol mechitze. But if a person will make a mechitze, not a oihel, he'll make a mechitze, and a mechitze aroi, avol mechitze lav oilu. Vishori lepoirso litznias, kidamrinen be'erevin, be'uvde de shmu. We'll see later in the Rishonim being down the maise, be'uvde de shmu. So now let us just let us say the Rashi the way the Marshal is going. So Rashi just told us a yidiyah that the whole meduba of ein oisin oyel aroi, the machlokes is by taisvus oil, that is davke by an oil by a gag a mechitze you have to make lechatchila a mechitze a raya from the gemara beuvde the shmu made a mechitze on Shabbos. So l'chayre, so Rashi had a kash. So l'chayre, if the whole Isser of oil is dafke by a gag, so l'chayre, so vi kum tarayin, the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim by toisves oil, moisef al oil, there's no oil over here. Acholoin l'chayre is a hisofa to a mechitze. L'chayre, you have a window and the wall, so if you cover up the window, so that has to be moisef on a mechitze. So that has nothing to do with oil. Upakach alayin the masnisin. So let us see the marshal gilse. Hava lemaylo begag v'loy minatzat. The chalayin that we are speaking about in our Mishnah is lemaylo begag. So it's a skylight we're speaking about, not a window on the wall. That is mechitze, and mechitze aroi is mutaf lechatchil to make. That's the marshal's gilse. Let us see the gilse that we have. Upkak achaloin de masnisin, mishum de binyan kavuahu, umerzi kemoisif ala binyan. Now what does that mean? So let us see the Ran. The Ran says Pshat in the Girsa that we have of Rashi. In the Emerson, this Girsa is Masim to Rashi in the Mishnah. Because Rashi in the Mishnah also says, the Merzi ke Moisef ala Binyan. Let us see what Rashi says, what the Ran says. The Ran is, The Ran is Daf Memtes Amadalot. Dibra Masl, because of Rashi. Because of Rashi, the Loimikri Oihel Elogak. a oil is only considered a gak. Avol mechitze tznius baal mehi. A mechitze is not called I'm making an oil, I'm just making privacy. V'chol she'eino mechitze kavue. Even though we said that an oil aroi is also to make, but a mechitze aroi is muta. V'chol she'eino mechitze kavue. Afilu la'soisa l'chatchil l'shot. Oh, the maise hoche plukte the maisifen aloyel aloy. I aval gav the mechitze. It is a mechitze. So the basis speak perish pekakta hoche mechitze. He was speaking about a mechitze. Hainu taime lefishe hi mechitze kavua. The mechitze that we are speaking about is, it was speaking about a mechitze kavua. The loimar, the rabbi lezer, Oyser lo hoysef bechol masha osa la soyser lechatchila. This is what the Gemara is telling us. Rabbi Elazar holds that which is not permitted to be done lechatchila, to make lechatchila, you're not allowed to extend if part of it was made already. Beimel amayla beimel belamata vafilu boyel aroi. That means if you had an oyel aroi, which an oyel aroi one is not permitted to make, so a person is not permitted to extend it bein milamayla bein milamata. Ubein min atzad v'mechitza kavua. A mechitza kavua zich he not allowed to make. So memela, if you want to be moisif on a mechitza kavua oisof aroi, so memela, Rabbi Lozer held that you're not allowed to be moisif on something that lechatchila you're not allowed to make. So since we're being moisif this on a mechitze kavua, so memela aisof on a mechitze kavua, even though the aisof is aisof as aroi, is also awesome. V'chachomim matirim tois v'saroi. The chachomim amater ha tois v'saroi, bein min ametzad b'mechitze kavua, kegoyim kakach aloim, bein b'tois v'soi lo afilu lamaylo. That is the machloikis. And memela, now we'll understand Pshat and Rashi. Let us go back to Rashi. So that is what Rashi is saying according to the Ran. Kakach aloin de masnisin. Why is this also? I just said that one is permitted to make a mechitza aloi, avada givis to be moise. Mishum de binyan kavuahu, because here the mechitza of our Mishnah is a binyan kavua. So you're making a hisofa on a binyan kavua. Merzika moisav al a binyan according to Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim hold that since it's a roi and it's a hisofa, there's no issa whatsoever. These are the two mahalchim in Rashi. And from our Taisus, we'll see Taisus seem to learn like the Marshal's mahalach, that our Mishnah is speaking about a skylight and we're speaking about a hisofa on a oyel aroi. Let us see Taisus. Hakal moidim, she'ein oisin oil aroi v'tchil. Perish bekuntres. The loy oser oil elo lemailo begak. That is the iser of making an oil. Avo b'tfanoi, stamazoi to make a doifin, a partition, loy. Kedemuchach b'uvde d'shmul b'chol gadois, and Rashi is a gemore in Erevin, that's muchach like that. What is the maise? The itma. Chotzer, Kaisel Shanifritza. Now we are speaking, the story over there is speaking about as follows. There were two chatzeres, one next to the other, and there was a partition between the two chatzeres. Now these two chatzeres, each one was ma'arev bifnei atzma. Fakert, if there's a partition between one, you can't get from one to the other, you can't be ma'arev together. You can only be ma'arev bifnei atzma. So chotzer aleph was ma'arev bifnei atzma, and chotzer beis was ma'arev bifnei atzma. Each one has their own chotzer, they made their own eruv chatzeres, shalom al Yisrael. Now, what happened? Chotzer kaisel shenifritzo. Now it became nifritz. The chotzer broke. So now we have a problem. What is the problem? The problem is, now, chotzer aleph is porutz into chotzer beis, so you have now two chatzeres, which they're different reshuyas, that each one was ma'arev b'fnei atzmoi, and then it became one big chotzer, and it's two reshuyas. So memele, So Rav Omar ein metalfun ela bedaladamis. Rav says, so now it is also, you're not permitted to be metalful in this chotzer only till daladamis. That means this is even worse than the halacha we had learned, that the halacha is kelim sheshavsu bechotzer. One is permitted to be metalful in the chotzer. That is dafka because the chotzer is a common reshus. Now to take from the bottom to the chotzer without an erev, because you're taking from a private reshus to a common reshus. But the chotzer alone is considered one reshus, so the kelim sheshav se b'chotzer mutter, you're allowed to be metalful in the chotzer. Masha enkein, if you have over here a mechitza that was nifrat between two chetzeres, so this is not one common reshus, these are two reshuyas over here, and it's one big chotzer, and the two reshuyas without any hevdol bintayim. So Rav Omar ein metaltalim elo bedaladams. That you can only be metaltal till daladams. There's an issa till now in the chotzer. Ushmuel Omar, ze metaltal adiker mechitze, vze metaltal adiker mechitze. Shmuel holds, since betchilas knisas ha-shabbos, there was a heter tiltal in each chotzer, so one is permitted to be metaltal adika machitza. That means where the wall was, a person allowed to be metaltal till the wall. It is still considered like you have two, your two chetzeres here, and each one is a private chotz, and each one is permitted to be metaltal in his chotz. Fine. So the Gemara says, v'hod the Rav, that what Rav holds ain metaltal elo bedala damis, lav befeirishit ma'elo michlola. From a maisa we see that Rav holds like. So now the Gemara Nedeman relates a mice. The Shmuel have a Yosef Bahu Chotzer. Shmuel was sitting in the Chotzer. Nofal gude de beini beini. And the wall fell down. So there was a problem now. Omalu Shmuel, shkulu glime, take a beged, nigudule, spread out the beged like this. We see we lost our privacy now. Before there was a wall between the two chatzeres, now it's open. So he told the Meshamish, take a beged and spread it out. Adrinu Rav la'ape. Rav was a guest by Shmuel, so Rav turned around. That means that was Rav's way of protesting, that he disagreed with this psak. The Gemara says in Erevin Azoi, this was Ba'asri de Shmuel, so Memela, he would not be chaylik on Shmuel. Shmuel is the mother of the Asra over here. But le'idach gise, no one should ever derive from his shtike that he's made it to Shmuel, so he turned around. So he showed what he holds. Shmuel, you can do what you want, your mother of the Asra. So the Gemara asks Akasha over there, according to Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that since betchilas knisas haShabbos there was a heter tiltul, you don't need a mechitz anymore. So why did Shmuel b'chlas? What was the necessity to make this, to take this glima and spread it there? Why did he say to make over the mechitza? You don't need a mechitza according to Shmuel. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ushmuel loma leila mevetochi. Why do you have to make it? Ha'omar zemetaltul ad ikar ha-mechitza. So why was this necessary? So the Gemara answers, Shmuel litzniyusa ba'alma hudiyovet. Shmuel didn't do it litzayrech halacha. Shmuel wanted privacy. So memela, so that's why they made a dos. That's why they made a mechitza. So now Rashi had this Gemara, so Rashi had a different kasha. Good. You're making a mechitza aroi over here. How are you permitted to make a mechitza aroi? So Rashi derived from this. This is the Gemara that Rashi said. Veshori lepersol etnius kedemrin en erev. And this is Rashi's Gemara. So Rashi derived from him. Shmuel etnius abalmud ovet alme mashme. The oil that fani shori lemevet ochi. That oihel of tfanais, a mechitza of tfanis, one is permitted to make. The Rav shehoya makpidlu, that what Rav had a taine, lav mishum asiyes oil, not because you're making an oil, the shorik of the frishes, Rashi says you're allowed to make an oil, there's no problem. Allo, you copy that might have a metaltum glimet al damas bechotza, Rav had a different taine. Rav's taine was how you're permitted to be metaltum the glimet bechotza. That was Rav Stein. Aber al korponim, this is Rashi's raya that is not, the whole Isser is an oyel aroy, but mechitz aroy is mutter. Because the al korchor shayich Isser oyel afilu betfanis. There is an Isser oyel afilu betfanis, ke the Isser be'erebin be'perik mi sheitziyu. There's a Gemara in Erebin. The Gemara says, Gabi Asiyas Doifin Sukkah. There the Gemara is speaking about that in Yontif you want to make a Doifin Sukkah. The Porich Hosom, Po'om Arava Babachonam, Rabbi Yechna Komoidim Shein Ois Noel Aroi Betchile. In there it says, you could make. Umishani, Ho Bedoifin Shlishis, Boho Bedoifin Rabbis. So the Gemara says over there, the Doifin Shlishis is also to make. Because the sukkah needs a doifen shlishis. A doifen reviyis is mutter to make. That is the Loshen HaGemara. Now before we go into pshat in the Gemara, but al kaponim, Tosfos had a Gemara that is an issur to make a doifen. So l'chayre, according to Rashi, why is it also? So because of this, Tosfos may say a whole new mahalach that is an issur to make a doifen. Before we go further, I'd like to tell you over what Rashi says in Erevin. How did Rashi understand this Gemara? Doifen Shlishis is Osa. Doifen Revius, it is Mutter. So Rashi says as follows. Doifen Shlishis, if you're making the third wall, so Rashi says like this. The Bishtei Defonis, if there's only two walls over here by the Sukkah, and you're making the third wall, and kori oihel. This is not called an oihel. With two walls, it is not called an oihel. V'chi ovid bo doifin gimel mashvel oihel. The third wall makes it an oihel. Two. So memele. So that's why now to make a third wall. Avul doifin dalit de belav hochi avi oihel. But if there's already three tfanis, so it is an oihel already. Because the Gemara says in Erevin that the third wall is an asiyas oihel, and they now to make an oihel arei lechatchila, and the fourth wall is a toisves oihel. And Rashi explains it, because if there's only two walls, there's no oihel. So the third wall makes it an oihel. If there's three walls, there is an oihel. So this is only called a toisves oihel. We have to understand Rashi also. So the Meginis Shloime and the Orch Laner for Rashi, they say Epis Atifa Vot. Let me just tell you over what they said. So they say as follows: Heiche de Ika Oihel Lamailo. If there is an Oihel Lamailo, you have a sukkah. Elo she'ein shame Oihel Olav, but it doesn't have a shame Oihel. L'dovor she'osu'uhu ad de'ike mechitze de'mashvel ayoyel. A sukkah does not have a shame oyel till there'll be mechitzes. The mechitzes make it an oyel. U'belav ochi lo'yhavi oyel. Pshite, the gam v'tfanis ike oyel. So then there's an isel to make the tfanis, because the tfanis are making the oyel. Kivin the sukkah lav sukkah bebeis defanis. The sukkah is not a sukkah with two walls. Av al gav de ikas chach lemailo. It is still not considered a sukkah. Nimtza shahadoifin goyrem shahaschach shalemailo oyelhu. The doifin makes that the schach is an oyel. That is what the Meginei Shloimeh says. Now we have to understand this. We are usually under the opinion there's a din that a sukkah needs a dach, it's an oil, and it needs mechitzes. And we don't put two and two together. The Meginei Shloimeh says, whatever the lomdus is, the Meginei Shloimeh says that the mechitzes of the sukkah make the schach for an oil. The oimek advarim, I can't tell you. But al kaponim, I'd like to be mamtik. It is very interesting. The Gemara in Sukkah says, how do you know how many walls you need? So the Gemara learns out, it says, Besukas, 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 so we learn out walls. So it's very interesting. The walls, that a sukkah needs walls, we learn out from Besukas, 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 Besukas. We learn out from the word sukkahs. So Lachaire, it would seem like the Megine Shleime, that the walls make it for a sukkah. Not that the two separate halachas, a sukkah is an oihel and a mechitze. The two different dinim. No, fakel, the shame oihel, it gets through the mechitzes. If you have a sichuch plus the right amount of mechitzes, that is sufficient. Perhaps it's a psashtikal raya to the lumdis of the Megine Shloime. And perhaps we could bring another tzas raya. The machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, the halach is atzei suke are osel bahano kol shive. So the Rosh learns atzei suke is only the schach, and the Rambam says atzei suke is koilel the tfanis and the schach. So according to the Megine Shloime, it seems that the whole schach becomes a suke through the tfanis. So memele the iser of sukkah that it's also banavol and chaga sukkah is tassel lecha machgige is also l'Hashem, av sukkah is also l'Hashem. So according to the Megine Shloime, we see that the mechitza makes it for schach. So that's called I'm making an oil. It says over here in the Megine Shloime. So that's al kaponim in the lashon of Rashi and Eiriben is zichemash mazoi. Rashi says that it's not an oil with two mechitzes, and the third mechitza makes it for an oil, so that's also al tzasiyas oil. Now, what Rashi was a stickler, and Rashi held that there's only an iser of asiyas oil, not an iser of asiyas mechitze. So the Ochaner in Sukkah says, usvarosay nire, dein osa rakasiyas oyel dezem mikri binyan. A oyel is considered a binyan. Aval mechitze hamafsekes loy mikri oyel. If you make a partition, that is not, some say a partition, that is not considered a binyan. It's called a partition, a separation. It's not considered a binyan. An oyel is called a binyan, but, and something that's, even a mechitza that will make that the sukkah should become an oil, that's also called a binyan. And Agav Urche, the Megine Shloime says, la haloche, if a person spread out a machzeles and dalet kundesim in order to shade the mokke, and the sun was shining through and from underneath the machzeles, there was only four poles, and a person will make poles, or a person will make mechitzas around the kundesim in order that the machzela should be able to make shade. He says that'll be also according to Rashi. Because if the mechitzas make that the oil should function as oil, that's called by making an oil. Al kolponim. That is how the achronim fa'em for Rashi. The beginning Shleime and the Orech Laner. Taisus, we see, did not like the Shtik Torah, so Taisus had a Gemara, that the Gemara says that you're not allowed to make a mechitza. A mechitza is also also al tzasiyas oil. Elo nire la rabbeinu ta, de shape shayich b'tfones oil. Tfones are also called an oil. But when is this? Heiche de mechitza may eles lehet. If the mechitze is a matir, so then that mechitze falls into the category of ein oisin oil lechatchilin. A mechitze that's matir, it has a din oil. Olahochi bedoif and shlishis, the Gemara Neirev, and that says one is not permitted to make a third wall. Choshev asiyas oil bitchilin. This is called, I'm making now an oil. Because since this is a matir, so this is considered, that means till now, the mokim was not a sukkah, it was also to eat in this mokim. And the third mechitz is matir, so that's called, I'm making an oil. Avol doifen revi'is, but if they have already three walls already. So memele, the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. So that's called a taisvis oil. Ein ela taisvis ba'alme. Hoyel ukvar hasukah hisok sheira. Iker plukte the Rabbi Elazar some meile. So what did Rabbi Netam say? Rabbi Netam said that a mechitze that's matir, or to make a zicher called I'm making an oil. If I have a mechitze, that's even if it is a third mechitze. It's not called a toisvus on the first two, but it's considered a sias oil. But if it is not matir, so then it goes into the category of moisif al oil. So memel is azot. The iker plukte the rabbelozer v'rabbonon, the machloikis of rabbelozer v'rabbonon, ise ba'oil kibasiyas doifin. Fakir, our Mishnah is speaking about what we say moisef al oil. We're not speaking about a roof. We're speaking about to be soisim achaloin shebedoifin. The pekak achaloin mashmer b'chaloin shebekaisel. We're speaking about a window in a wall, an opening in a wall. The begag ma'iri, if we're speaking about a skylight, the way the mashal is geiris in Rashi, havalele meimer arube. That's called a chaloin. That's called an arube. K'moyshe shoninu meshilam peiris terech arube. So memele, we are speaking about toilin. The Maisei Ha, the Gemara brings the Machloikis Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, Gabi Tliyis Mishameres, to hang up a Mishameres, Shehi Ke'engak, there already is a type of an oil. V'chein Mashme V'Perik Basre Da Erevin, the Gemara and Erevin brings down a Maisei as follows. The Omar Hani Dichri Da Havi Bei Rav Hune. Rav Hune had Shepsin. V'yemome Boi Tule. By day, they needed shade. The sun used to bake down on them. Ubelaile bo avire. At night, they needed fresh air. And if there would be an enclosed mokim, there was too stuffy there. Also, lekami dera. So Rav Hune asked Rav Ashayla, what do I do? Omale, so Rav told him, kreich budye. You should go and take a budya, which was a wrapped around material, v'shaya bo tefach, and put it over the deer where the behemoths are, and it should be open at tefach. So that means already that the oil has started already. The lemochel, so tomorrow in Shabbos, hu moisif al oil aloy. So you're allowed to open it up completely. Because since there was an oil tefach already, so that's called a taisvus al oil aloy. Umashmet, so you see by an oil also, not only by mechitzes, by an oil also, v'ayinu nami taisvus oil aloy, the pliki rabbelozer v'rabon. Piu. So there's a machloikis, sai by a mechitze, they have the same din. A mechitze hamateres is a din oil. And the oil is the oil. The chol gagoyz. The maise in Erevin, the porach u'shmul lama leila mevatochi. The komar zeh metal. The Gemara asks Akasha and Shmuel, why did he have to go and make a mechitza? You hold zemetal tlad mokim a mechitza, zemetal tlad mokim a mechitza. Why was it necessary? Now, if a person will elach learn the Gemara, so the Gemara seems to say as follows, but Shmuel, if you would hold that it's not permitted, that the mechitza is not matir, then I understand why you made a mechitza. Then I understand you. That's the rehitas loshna Gemara. The Gemara says, So the whole Kashan Shmuel was, why did you make it? We don't need it. But if you do need it, we understand why you made it. If you do need it, how are you permitted to make it? That Emerson was the Raya to Rashi. So Rashi learns that you do need it, it's also permitted to make it. So Taisa says, no, that's not pshat the Gemara. Lav mishum the ihava omar ein metaltlum by elabadala damas does have a nechelay. Then we would understand why he made it. Elos namayayakasha hechi avetochi.
that we'd have a different kasha. How is he permitted to make it? Even the mechitza materes letalpel b'chotza, since the mechitza will be matter to be metalpel b'chotza, havi kasiyas oyel aroi b'tchila, but also, so that's considered like a make an oyel aroi b'tchila, the frishis lel. So, but the Gemara's kasha over there is, the Gemara asks, I mean, lemaisa, the Gemara says, Shmuel, why did he make it? But one should not derive from the Gemara's kasha that if he held us a letalpel, there wouldn't be any kasha in Shmuel. Then there'd be a bigger kasha. Why, how are you permitted to make it? Rav was makbid take because they made the mechitza. The svir lo shem et alpan al bedal. Elo mishum de bishas yod da shas yod de sav shmud de zem et alpan dik mechitza. Nechol mitzvah lo mutzach lasis mechitza. So therefore the Gemara asks such a kasha. Because the Shmuel taka holds that it is mutter, so the Gemara asks, why did he make the mechitza? But one should not derive that if there's no necessity, it is mutter. V'chachomim oimrim, benkach u benkach poikikim boy. Now, the Rabbi Lezer said, two tenoyim that are needed in order to enable to be poikik achaloi. What is the two tenoyim? Tenai number one, that it should be kosher, that this pekak, this steamer, should be kosher. There's a rope that is attached to a rope. That's tenai number one. And tenai number two is that it should be toloi. It should be hanging. It should not be resting on the ground. So you need two things. It should be kosher and it should be tolu. Now, Dachsach Mil, the Rajba says this hakdome to the Gemara. Dachsach Mil, this is Mavur in the Sugya Korik Tarashi also. The Rajba says there are two problems over here that Rabbi Lezer had, and the two problems were solved with two tikkunim. There was a muktzadike problem, and there was a binyan dike problem. Rabbi Lezer holds that there's also lohisif al binyan aroi. There's a binyan dike problem. And there's a muktzah dike problem. So the Rashba says, koshul lahater tiltul. That it was koshul, that it was tied to the rope, and the rope was attached to the roof or to the wall. So that made it already, it's miyuchid for this shimush. It's not stamazoi. So that gives it, that makes it a nice mukta. Kosher lahata tiltul. V'toloi mishum binyan. That what it has to hang, and it's not permitted to rest on the ground, that took off the second chesaron of binyan. And let me try to explain this inyan of toloi. The Ritva says as follows. The shehu toloi, when this pekak is hanging, it's not resting on the ground, kimachziroi, it's considered not you're being boiner now. It's hanging on the wall, or it's hanging from the ceiling. So it's considered this is already part of the wall, part of the ceiling. When you stick it back in, you're sticking it back in. That means this became already part of the binyan, this pkak. So then there's no Issa being Moisef ala binyan, Moisef ala oil. This is part of it already. This is already the stima of the chaloin, and it's there, it's hanging with the rope, and it's hanging on the wall. So this is already the stima of the chaloin. Avol shenigrar ba'oretz, but even though it's kosher, but if this pkak is lying on the ground, then it looks like he's a boyne. That means I'm picking up something from the ground and stuffing it into the chaloyim. Then, according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds there's an iser of moisef aloy laroy, then there's an iser of boyne. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer said you need two tenoyim. You need kosher to take off the muktzadike chesaron, but kosher and nigral, you wouldn't have a muktzadike chesaron. There's another chesaron of moisef aloy laroy. So if it's hanging on the wall, it looks like it's part of the wall, and there's no Isar of Baina also. Now with this Dachsach Mil will be able to understand the next sugya. V'chachomim oimrim benkach ubenkach poikik. Now, my benkach ubenkach. What, in which nekude or which nekudais were the chachomim meikel over Rabbalos? Omar Rab Abe, Omar Rab Kahane, Bein Kosho, Sayer is Kosho. Bein She'enoi Kosho. It is not even kosher at all. You had a pkak that is, it is not attached at all to the wall. Vuhu She'misukin, he was Mechashev on it, that he's going to use it. He's going to use it for Astimis Achaloin, so Tzayis Muktzeh. So what are the Chachamim telling us? The Chachamim are telling us as follows. Rabbi Lezer, that what you said is an Inyan of Oyel Aroi. Mechlam, we don't hold of that. I wish to beg your pardon. There's no Inyan of Moisef of Oyel Aroi. So that's Tamazan Ishdavus. But you hold there's a Din Kosher also. You hold there's a Din Kosher to make it Ois Muktzeh, to make it Muchen, to use this Pekak for Stime. You have to do a Maisa with it. And the Emerson, that's very good, because we mentioned before from the Chassam Sofer, the whole Mishnah is a Psa Muktzedike Mishnah. Ha'even, Shebiki Ruyon, and the Zmoire, everything is Muktzeh. So the Emerson, this Pekak, there's also a Muktzedike Shaila according to Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Lezer said, in order to be misalik the shame muktzeh from the pkak, it has to be kosher to it. You have to do a maisa that this pkak is not miyuchid to be soisim the chaloy. The chachomim said, we don't hold anything. There's no problem. Binyin is tamzeh nishdavos seredin. And the muktzeh is also no shayla. Because the bee was mechashiv to use this for stimas hachaloy nitzmutah. So that's what Rabbi Abba Omer Rav Kahane said. Bein kosher, bein she'enoi kosher, I feel it's not kosher at all. Vuhu she'misukin, he was mechaven, to use machshivit, to use this for astimis achaloyin, so that makes it a smukse and finished. Zogt Rashi, bein kosher, kloima, I feel it's kshira leitzorich. Not only I don't need tliya, which tliya we said is to take off the chasorna of binyin. I feel it's kshira you don't need. Vuhu she'misukin, Mulchan mayas melekach. If it was mulchan to be used as a steam is achaloin, so memele, that's sufficient. Omele Rabbi Yirmiyeh. So Rabbi Yirmiyeh said, listen, Rab Abbe, listen, how do you know to be such a big maker? Velema ma, you shouldn't assume that the chachomim are choilik in both nikudis with Rabbi Lez. Velema ma, maybe the only choilik in the binyan dikishai. This you could say, that the chomim old, it doesn't matter if it's hanging on the wall or if it's nigrar ala oretz. So memela, because by binyan there's no shaila, we hold there's no iser of being moisef aloy laroy. But could be that nikude that Rabbi Lezer says in order to be misalik the din muktzeh, you need kshire? Could be the Chachamim are also moide. How do you know that Mesukin is enough? Muchin miyethmus, machshav is enough. Let us see Rashi. Omele Rabbi Yirmiya, am I poshit leimalikule? Leimamar de loy pligi rabbonon ela atluya. And the din tluya, the Rabbi Lezer boi kosho vitol. Vafilu, according to Rabbi Lezer, vafilu kosho, vafilu, it was tied to the wall. Im roish ein nigra loretz, if the roish apkak is already nigra loretz, choshiv loy le Rabbi Lezer, kishoyim toy min hakarke, so Rabbi Lezer, oh, so it's considered like you picked it up from the karke, you're taking something from the karke, uboine boy lechatchile, and you're aboine, that's Rabbi Lezer holds. The minute it's nigra bekark, it's not considered a part of the wall. That was the lumdus of Tolly we mentioned in the Ritva. Tolly means it's part of, that's part of the wall. There's a hanging on the wall of kark that's used to be soysim, the chaloy. He held, basis that the Rabbi Lez held, no, that the minute it's nigra alot, kishayim temin hakark, oboide by lechatchila. Verabonon omrilei, no, this we don't know, bein Tolly. Bein nigra, poike kiboy. Ubelvat, shiye kosher. But could be, you need kosher, als the muktzedikidin. And I'll bring you a raya that that's talking the machloikis. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the machloikis kam, the machloikis between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim, if you need kosher v'toloi, or you don't need kosher v'toloi, kach machloikis b'nagor hanigro. That is the same machloikis by nagor hanigro. That is a machloikis of a nagor hanigro is good. Let us see what Rashi says. The Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone, b'tli Yehuda pligi. The machloikis is, do you need tliye? V'loi b'kshire. The medami lo leplukte de nagor hanigro. V'ahosom ledivrei hakel kosher beino. There everyone knows you need kosher. The shaila is, if it's nigro, if it is good or not. Now what is nagro hanigro? Nagro yoseid shetoikim b'chul shebemifton. So yoseid was like a type of a spike that they used to stick into a hole in the shvel of the delas. Hanigro kedemaforish. What does hanigro mean? Shekoshur the delas. It is tied to the delas. Alosharoisha nigra laoret. But it is nigro. So that is nagar hanigro. So nagar hanigro means a nagar that is kosher, but not toloi. It is not hanging on the door. It is resting on the ground. So we learned the Mishnah as follows. This nan we learned. Nagor hanigro. Noyalim boy b'migdosh. One is permitted in the Beis HaMikdosh to use this. It's nigro. Noyalim boy b'migdosh. Avoloi b'medine. But b'medine, it is also to be noyal boy, if it's nigro. V'hamunach kan v'kan also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Noyelim boy b'migdosh, the kiven the kosher boy, since that it is kosher to the delis, miyuchid va'oimetu lekach. So it is miyuchid va'oimet, so that means mina teire, so vachsach me Rashi means to say that the kosher takes away all chesroines. It's miyuchid. So there's no mukta de kishayla, and meyuchad vayimetu lekach is also, there's no binyin de kishayla bina teire. Ukvar nivne binyin ze mi ba'oidyayin. If it's kosher, so memele, so it's considered that there's no shayla of binyin. Ve'ein boy elog zeiris shvus midivrayim. There's only an iso shvus. Now what's the iso shvus? It's nigra. And nigra, we mentioned before from the Ritva, nigra, it looks, you don't see that it's part of the binyan because it's nigra al haoretz. So it looks kishoimtoy min haoretz. So it looks like you're making a binyan. So that is also midrabono. Ve'ein boy elok zeire shvus midevreye. So nigra is only also that's nirike boine mishum shvus. Ve'ein shvus b'migdush. So that's pshat in the first halacha. Nagor hanigro, what nireke boine, ne alam boi bemigdosh, avoloi bemedine. But in the atzab einshvus bemigdosh, avoloi bemedine, because it's nireke boine if it's nigra. Vahamunach. But what if you have a nagor that is not kosher in ganzen? Zukrashi, vahamunach. Something that's lying on the ground. She'ein noi kosher klau. When he takes it out of the old main nicha, yagabei karke. Hilkech kshetoikoi, when he sticks it in, b'shabes boinehu. This is considered boine. Ve'isure diyeraisuhu af b'migdosh. Because Rashi before said a shtik teure. Why is nagor hanigro muter b'migdosh? Because ain't shvus b'migdosh. So now Rashi erekashe, so why is hamunach also b'migdosh? So, kochazois kishpat munach is also min ha-teir. That's a Rashi line. Ha-munach kan v'kan also. That is the Tanakhama. Al kaponim, we see that the Tanakhama holds that nigrar is also b'medine. You need toloi b'medine. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Hamunach Mutter B'Mikdash. We'll see, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Munach is also awesome in the Rabbanon. Since you are meyached it to be a nager for this binyan, so there's no shayla of boinim in the Torah. So Munach is awesome in the Rabbanon, Sayin Shvus B'Mikdash, Hamunach is Mutter B'Mikdash. V'hanigrar B'Medine, and he's chaylik. That the Tanakam is said, that you need toluy b'medine. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need toluy b'medine. As long as it is kosher, it is sufficient. V'sanye, we learned in the Baraisa, eizehu nagar hanigra shenoyelim boi b'migdosh avoloi b'medine. What is nagar hanigra? That according to the Tanna Kamma Shenoyel b'midosh, kol shekosho v'toloi v'roi shemagi l'oretz. Nagar hanigra means that even though it's hanging, the yosayt, the nagar is hanging from the door, but if it's roi shemagi l'oretz, so this doesn't have a din of toloi, and it is also b'medine. In Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ze af Medina muta. Since it's kosher, so it's muta be Medina also. Ela eize she be Medina also, kol she einoi loy kosher, ve loy toloi, ve shoim toi meniche be keren zovis. So that is, that, then it's also. Sal kaponim. So what do we have over here? Anigei alon, we have over here that we have a machlekes the Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda. If nagor hanigral b'medine, in other words, this is kosher v'loy toli. If it's muta, according to the Tanikame, it is also, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is muta. That even it's kosher v'loy toli, it's nigrar, it's also muta. Va'omar Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba Mishmei de Ule, man tane nagor hanigro, where is the yid that holds that nagor hanigro is osar b'medine, if it's not toli, Rabbi Lazari. So we see, so Vakel, this is very good, this is Rabbi Lazar l'taymei, Rabbi Lazar holds in our Mishnah, you need kosher v'toli. And if it's not toli, it's nirike b'ine. That's Rabbi Loza. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need toli. But kosher, everyone holds you need. So the kasha is, I'm Rav Abba of Kahana. Why did you say, according to the Chacham, you don't even need kosher? The machloikis, Rabbi Loza, the machloikis, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda is only, do you need toli or don't you need toli? But kosher, you zicha need. That's the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Kahana. So let us see Rashi. Hamunach Mutar B'Migdosh. That is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Kivin the Mesukin may Esmoil Lohochi Lav Boinehu. Shekoshel V'Toloi. So the Gemara says, the Tanakama says that when was he matter B'Migdosh? It's Koshel V'Toloi Roi Shehe El Yoin. So then it is muta b'migdash v'oser b'medine. It's man tane nagar anigra oser de boi tarti you need kosher v'toli Rabbi Lezer. The omer gabi p'kak achaloin tarti b'ina. Echlar de Rabbi Yehuda ke rabbonon. Afilo according to the Rabbonon, Alme Rabbonon Kshire Bo. So that is the Kashem Rav Kahane.